This week on The Marquee, we've got singers, scientists, and misfit superheroes. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Guardians of the Galaxy, Chris Pratt plays Peter Quill, a.k.a. Star-Lord, a smuggler that must band together a group of misfit criminals and mercenaries to save the universe from an evil supervillain with aims of causing its destruction. This isn't your average Marvel comic book film. It's somewhat greater in scale, but also a shade or two lighter in tone. It's not my favorite Marvel film of recent years, but Bradley Cooper does play a heck of a raccoon.
The help director, Tate Taylor, returns with the musical biopic Get On Up. 42th Chadwick Boseman stars as yet another cultural icon, this time portraying James Brown in his rise from poverty to stardom.
Also opening in Columbus, taking 12 years to film, Richard Linklater's Boyhood follows the life of Mason, played by L.R. Coltrane, from age 5 to 18. Filming for just weeks at a time, year after year, Boyhood is one of the most unique cinematic concepts in recent memory. Richard Linklater recently won the Silver Bear Award for Best Director at the 64th Berlin International Film Festival.
In writer-director Mike Cahill's latest sci-fi indie, I, Origins, Michael Pitt stars as a young scientist who sets out to disprove religion through his experiments with eyes. But just as he and his lab assistant seem to be closing in on a breakthrough, a highly spiritual woman with striking eyes changes everything. Though it isn't nearly as exciting as the typical mainstream sci-fi thriller, it's an artistic and thought-provoking film.
Opening at the Gateway, in the German thriller Nothing Bad Can Happen, a member of a Christian punk band's faith is challenged when he moves in with a seemingly loving family who are not what they seem to be.
Or for summer blockbusters on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt in the futuristic sci-fi thriller Edge of Tomorrow. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Guardians of the Galaxy. In a rather ho-hum summer for action movies, it's the superhero adventure that I've been waiting all summer to see.
I too will recommend Guardians of the Galaxy. Its smart cast, great effects, and witty dialogue will please comic book and novice fans alike.
Or if the first new releases of August don't have you racing to the box office, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Noah. Black Swan director Darren Aronofsky offers his own interpretation of the biblical story of the Great Flood, with Russell Crowe starring. Though Aronofsky's inclusion of mystical creatures, like giant fallen angels made of rock, has certainly raised more than a few eyebrows, this epic adventure offers an interesting and eye-opening look at a familiar story.
In the dance comedy Cuban Fury, Nick Frost plays Bruce, a former dance champion that has let his skills and body go over the years. When he develops a crush on his new American boss, played by Rashida Jones, he tries to whip himself into shape before his rival, Chris O'Dowd, beats him to her.
In The Other Woman, Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, and Kate Upton discover that they're all in a relationship with the same man. As they build an unlikely friendship, they decide to team up to get their revenge. For the most part, it's nearly 2 hours of girly hysterics, childish pranks, and bad slapstick comedy. And it just gets more over the top as it goes.
If none of this week's new releases have you reaching for your remote, you can check out a more retro title, like David Lynch's Twin Peaks, The Entire Mystery, 1983's Canadian slasher flick Curtains, the Criterion Collection's release of Lawrence Kasdan's The Big Chill, or Herzog, The Collection, a massive 13-disc collection of some of Werner Herzog's most influential films.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with Noah. This definitely isn't the story as you remember it from Sunday school, but Aronofsky's interpretation will make you look at the familiar tale in a whole new light.
I'm not the world's biggest fan of Twin Peaks, but I'm happy to see the fans of this cult franchise get a Blu-ray release worthy of their years of waiting.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for literary drama and a new take on a classic cartoon. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and moviesHateYouTwo.com.
Until next week.
Gentlemen, you had my curiosity. Now you have my attention.